G'day, Michael. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Alex. Just one film today. This one part supernatural, part coming out, coming of age story. Who better than a straight, white, privileged, almost middle-aged man to talk about it? The film I'm talking about is Ellie and Abby and Ellie's Dead Aunt, the sort of title that the guys who used to put the letters up outside Hoyt's used to hate. The main cast in this one is all female, as is the writer-director, and it's also Australian. The writer-director is Monica Zanetti. Anyway, when teenager Ellie, played by Sophie Hawkshaw, matter-of-factly tells mum Erica, played by Marta Dusseldorp, that she's gay.
I'm gay.
And wants to ask another girl, Abby, of course, played by Zoe Tarakas, to the school formal, she's stunned by mum's less than enthusiastic reaction. It is 2020 after all.
You're such a bigot.
Why is mum such a bigot? Of course, Ellie goes and locks herself in the bathroom, where, for some reason, she meets the ghost of her long-dead aunt Tara, played by Julia Billington. Ellie is initially terrified, but Tara convinces her that coming out is hard and that she's here to help.
Coming out is hard, and I have been sent here to help you through it.
Just ask Abby who her favourite AFL player is. Of course, Ellie, trying to follow Tara's dated advice, only makes her interactions with Abby all the more awkward.
That went really well.
Will Ellie and Abby end up going to the formal together? Is Ellie's mum really a bigot? Why has Aunt Tara returned from the dead? If you're the teen audience this film is mainly aimed at, these questions will be answered satisfactorily enough for you over the course of about 85 minutes. For me, though, the ride was a little more bumpy. I didn't really buy Ellie's insecurities about asking another girl to the school formal. She is, after all, the school captain. She's apparently an excellent student. She's good at making speeches. She has a really supportive mother, despite being a bigot.
I just want what's best for her. I want life to be easy for her.
And a live adopted aunt, played by Rachel House.
You might not be at that age yet where you realise your parents are just human.
She apparently attends the most woke school in Sydney's inner west, gender-neutral uniforms and all, and lives her life by positive affirmations.
I'm putting it out into the universe.
I'm also not a huge fan of the ghost that only one character can see plot device. It just felt like a bit of a cheat and an excuse for some pretty clunky fish-out-of-water, my haven't-times-changed jokes that just fall a bit flat. What are you doing there? I'm texting. Of course, it turns out that there's a lot more to Aunt Tara's story. She was a prominent queer activist back in the late 80s, early 90s, but for some reason doesn't talk about this with Ellie, and neither does Mum.
So your mum has never told you about how you die?
Another thing I found a bit odd was that Ellie and Abby seem to be at different stages in their sexual identity awakening. Abby has known who and what she is for years and has started getting more into the history of the queer scene in Sydney. She actually seems way too sophisticated and cool to want to hang around with a dag like Ellie.
I get it, Ellie. I get this is all really new and exciting for you, but it's not for me.
But enough of my narkiness. This film is a modern, cute love story that also acknowledges the queer community's struggles and pain of the past. Sophie Hawkshaw and Zoe Tarakas, if both possibly looking just a bit old to still be in high school, do deliver very likable performances. You really want those two to succeed.
What is on this note?
Julia Billington delivers the over-the-top enthusiasm and comedy.
What kind of fairy godmother would I be if I didn't show up for your ball?
And Marta Dusseldorp and Rachel House bring the compassion and grief which really stitches the film together.
It's ridiculous. We used to talk about everything.
Whilst the comedic and dramatic elements of this film seem to grind against each other a bit awkwardly at times, making the film feel as clunky as its overly long title, ultimately the conclusion will be satisfying to younger fans of the coming-of-age rom-com genre. And even viewers closer to dear departed Aunt Tara's vintage may well be able to rest in peace.
Well, I have to say, you know that I'm not a huge fan of the paranormal or anything in the horror genre, but when it's queer, I always make a bit of an exception. And Zoe Tarakas is one of my favourite actors right now.
Yeah, Zoe's been doing time in Wentworth for the last 3 years or so.
Yeah, they have been.
Probably a bit too old to still be in high school, but this is still a very likeable film.
Yeah, maybe just a bit. Hey, Michael, thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Pleasure.